Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, can't be worse than yesterday's one where I said, I'm going to burp. And you said,
and then
I've
I said,
just burped.
I have just burped.
I was really regretting that, actually, when I was listening back. I was like, oh, did we have to start it like that?
Do you know what? Sometimes I think it's embarrassing. Like, I don't mind a gross thing being, like, at the end almost like,
God.
That's when people that we don't know, like, oh, I listened to a bit of your podcast. Like, I know you listened to the first minute.
It's
we both
so
burped.
Bad.
It's like, can't we just put that in later?
I know. Stuff it
so
in the back.
Embarrassing.
Anyway. Podmas!
Podmas! On the
eighth
day of Podmas!
God, she's nearly
Seth
over.
Seth Wing gave to me.
I honestly... Seth Wing gave to me the greatest gift of all time.
I think we gave ourselves the best structure
of
all time.
It's been
I'm
so
really
nice,
enjoying the structure.
Me too. Nice it's to check so in every fun. Day, actually. Not that we don't already, but...
Yeah, it's really nice because there's no... It's almost like when it's a week, it's like, right, okay, I've got to update on that thing or I want to say that thing. And then it just ends up being a bit like...
Bit of a mess.
It's a bit of a desperado energy you're coming in with.
Yeah, complete shambles.
But actually, this
actually.
It's like... Yeah, it's like, I've got nothing to say. I'm just here for the vibe.
Yeah, see you again tomorrow. Like almost... Yeah. Well, if this fucks up, I've only got to wait...
It's always tomorrow.
to fuck it up again.
Yeah.
It's also been really, really nice... that it's been really well received and like everyone's been really lovely. It's actually rearranging my brain cells, I think.
I was saying just when we were in our kind of pre-recording chat, I had a moment last night when I was kind of lying in bed and I started kind of giggling to myself of like, what the fuck?
How can you not giggle?
But I've only ever had, like, there are so many moments where I think, wow, this is amazing. But the moment where you kind of feel it and it all kind of washes over
it's
and be like, what the hell? We've got a podcast, like we also was just talking about, we're about to hit 2 million downloads.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Which is,
insane. And I just had that moment last night where, I've only had a few of them before where, like, you almost feel it in, like, a really surreal way of, like, that is objectively something I would have wanted a lot, like, a few years ago, and now we have it. So fucking congratulations
thanks,
on the Podmas.
Congratulations on the Podmas. And thank you, guys, and congratulations on your Podmases as well.
Thank you so much, everyone, for letting us do this weird thing.
We're doing a bit of a weird one today.
Yeah. We didn't, like, think we were going to do this.
No.
And then all of a sudden I was like, let's do veganism.
Yeah. You happy to?
I'm ready to talk about it, yeah.
All right. How do we start this very sensitively?
How do we start about it? Well, do you want to talk about you were the first to go. Was it,
man,
I am still vegan, but go
you
on.
Are,
you
are, yeah. Quite
you
unquote
go for yours.
Vegan.
You say yours.
Mine
what
is...
What happened?
I just didn't want to be vegan anymore, to be honest.
What happened? What was the catalyst?
The kicker.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, guys. So I went vegan. I'd eaten meat and I was never fussy. Like, I would eat everything in abundance. I was actually thinking this the other day when we were talking about things that we were happy that our parents gave to us that we would like to carry on for our kids. I was thinking of one... after we'd recorded, which was that
is always the way,
which is that I was thinking, I feel really lucky in the way that my parents and my nan and just all the adults around me really raised me with a very healthy, just like a nice view of food. Like, I grew up with a really,
you really do have that,
really luxurious relationship with food. And as I'm getting older, I'm realizing, unfortunately, how rare that is for a young girl to grow up with
genuinely, like,
freedom.
It's so nice to be around you, like. Because you do have like,
oh, that's actually gonna make me cry. That's nice.
What, because you eat lots?
Yeah. That's really nice.
No, it's really like, I think it's the, in loads of ways, the perfect person I could be around. Like, so many times I'm around people, I'm like, God, I can't be around you anymore. Like, you just didn't have that slice of cake that you wanted. But you are going to have the slice of cake and some.
And then I'm going to complain that I feel ill.
And it's so nice to be around you. But I always think that when I, do you know what? I actually think it about you and your boyfriend.
What, that we go in?
Well, like, almost when I came to your house kind of recently.
Yeah.
I think your boyfriend said, I don't want to order one pizza because I know I'll order two. And I thought, I fucking love that.
He's exposed.
And
that's,
I think,
hilarious.
I just find it quite refreshing because it's so easy to get into the way of, like, I won't have any pizza.
Limitation,
like,
shit. Yeah.
But you do have an abundant attitude to food, which is the best attitude to food.
Well, I just feel, I've just always grew up feeling very free around food. Like, if I wanted something, I would eat it. If I didn't, I wouldn't. And there was kind of relatively no questions asked. Like, occasionally my parents would do the whole, there are children starving, you should finish your meal sort of thing. But beyond that, I felt free to eat whatever I want. And that's actually part of the reason why I feel like veganism has come to a close to me for me recently. That's not to say that I won't go back to veganism ever in my life. Like, whatever. I feel quite fluid about things. And I think I'm trying to return to a more fluid way of looking at what I eat. But I feel like veganism, I kind of noticed, I had a bit of a sad realization where I was thinking about how my attitude to food had changed. And there are a few things. So, like, obviously I grew up eating meat, I grew up eating everything. And part of it, I think a bigger part of it than I maybe realized at the time, was how sad it was for me to be missing out on, like, cultural food. Like, I grew up eating, like, a lot of, like, fine, I could still eat hummus, big deal. But, like, I was missing out on, like, just cultural food that I wanted to eat, stuff that I grew up eating. And I think kind of what we were saying in the other episode about, as I'm getting older, I'm trying to go back to things that made me happy as a child and that make me feel connected to who I am. And it's like, turning down, like, baklava that, like, my nan has, like, slaved over a thing. It's like,
I actually think that's one of the best foods
good.
In the world.
And it's really, like, it's not about, oh, it's a love language. Like, it is the sole language of love in my family in that way. And it just feels almost quite insulting that I, like, denied her of feeding me. So it's a cultural element. Like, why am I at a barbecue and, God bless them, they're feeding me falafels when I'm honestly trying to sniff at the lamb? Like, it's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. So there was that element where I was kind of thinking, I grew up on all of these foods and they're actually important to me on a soul level. Then I'd always said, I'm eating vegan at the moment because I don't want to eat animal products. If I wanted to eat them, I would eat them. Like, kind of, when I look at a steak, it's like, that's not like I'm looking at food anymore. It's like I'm looking at just like a shoe. Or a shit. Not even a shit, because it's like, I'm not repulsed. Like, I would put as a vegan I would have put a steak in my mouth a lot sooner than I would have put a pile of shit in my mouth, for sure.
See, I think to me it's almost equivalent. It's on par with a shit. A steak is on par with a shit. It's just non-food.
I wouldn't be running to put a shoe in my mouth, but, like, it is what it is.
But you're not going to be sick at a shit on your
And I wasn't. Well, I would have been annoyed about it because I didn't want to eat it. But I always, when people would be like, oh, sorry, like, I'm eating this in front of you, you can't eat it, I would always be like, no, don't feel bad, because I want you to enjoy it. Yeah. And if I wanted it, I would have it. So then I kind of started to feel like, am I starting to want it? And if I did want it, would I feel comfortable to have it? Then the third and final nail in the coffin, I think.
Nail in the coffin.
Yeah, was that I started to think about how I had kind of adopted this mindset of being in a restaurant, or, like, I keep using the example of, like, being at Pret and getting a coffee, a shitty little coffee, and looking at all of the pastries and knowing that largely none of them are for me. And slowly learning that when I go into, obviously, like, there's an abundance of vegan options in the world, and especially in Brighton,
but there's still, as you're going between one or two options on a menu of 30.
Exactly, then. It's much more limited, mostly, unless you're going to like a vegan or vegetarian restaurant. The world largely is catered to animal products and that diet. And so I think I realized that I had got myself into a bit of a mindset that felt a bit unfamiliar to me, which was like going to a restaurant restaurant with friends and family and being like, oh, I can just like put a few sides together, or like, you know, don't worry about
yeah,
me.
I'll just have chips.
Oh, they've got one option. I've never really liked that before, but I guess I'll have that tonight since it's the only thing. Like, and I've always been
vegetable skewers.
Exactly. It's like,
I don't want
I've always been someone who's not fussy with food. So I am happy. Like, I'm not fussy. There aren't a lot of things that I dislike. So I'm happy to try anything. Like, I largely, if there's a vegan option, I probably will like it. Like, it is what it is. But I think I kind of realized that I wanted to just have a bit of space from feeling like my desires weren't important. And
yeah.
that I, that, you know, indulging myself isn't important, or like, because I do think there's a huge part of it, and something that I really, really believe in is that as a society, well, not wholly, but like a large majority of us in the Western world, like in the capitalist world, are so, everything's so fast paced and we're so disconnected and all of this shit. And I feel like a big part of that is that everything's like instant, like you need it now, I needed it yesterday, like it's like I want it and I will get it right away. And I think a part of that is really dangerous, and it kind of teaches a bit of a, I think in some ways you can kind of easily slip into like a superiority complex, or like entitled kind of behaviors, in feeling like, oh, I should have that just because I want it in a fleeting moment, regardless of the negative impacts that it might have for others. And I believe that 100%, and I think that goes not just across food, but I think maybe more importantly, like just the consumerist mindset that we have about like fashion and just
everything.
Product, just everything. And I believe that 100%, but I also think both things can be true, that I can identify that just because I want something in a fleeting moment doesn't mean I have to get it. Of course, I don't think I've ever really believed that. But I also, and I think it's important for us to challenge that mindset as much as possible in this like Amazon world that we're living in.
Yeah.
But I also think I want to walk into Pret and think, what do I want? Like,
what
out of
I
this
want?
Selection... what would I choose? Not just what is the one option that I could have. What do I actually want? Like, what is actually going to feed me right now? And guys, I
not
literally,
just the weird lemon cake that's there.
It's like I moan out loud when I eat at the moment. Like, I haven't stopped feeling so overwhelmingly good by eating stuff that isn't vegan. So I feel good.
Wow.
That's my journey. And I also think I was vegan for 4 years, just cold turkey, from eating like a very meat heavy and animal product heavy diet my whole life, to then switching to veganism basically overnight and dedicating 4 years to it. I did that because I believed in it, and because I believed in it for society and for the world and for the animal and all of the reasons. And you can't take that away from me. Like, I think even though I'm not going to do that right now, I still think it was a really lovely choice that I made. And I think it was a nice display of my efforts, of my beliefs at the time. but I don't think
Definitely.
That's the way for me right now.
And that is, to be honest, quite stunning.
Yeah. What about you? Weary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Um, Mine's got a lot more guilt, a lot more shame.
I think take off that guilt and shame. I don't want her here. She's got no space.
Well,
here.
No, there's actually not.
Yeah.
Mine, I think, is... Mine feels a bit deeper. Like, it's almost... I've been vegetarian since I think I was, like, 4.
Yeah.
And I don't really ever remember eating meat. I think I can remember eating salami.
Oh, my God.
I think I can kind of remember having a bite of someone's sausage roll, like, in year 6 and being like, ugh. Like, meat has always been shit to me off the table. Mm-hmm. That's... been propagandized since I was 4 to like think meat is evil and bad and all of these things. Then I went vegan. I think I've been nearly vegan for 10 years
now.
Yeah,
it's a very long time.
Which is absolutely bonkers. Yeah, if I'm 26 in a week
days,
or so. I've been vegan for nearly 10 years, which is absolutely mad.
Yeah.
I have never questioned it. It has always been a thing that's like, this is what I do. And it was very much a decision. Like, I watched a documentary called Vegucated about like animals, and you see like horrific things of like cows getting boiled alive and all of this stuff. And it was like a very emotional decision because I've had the years of like, I'm a vegetarian, I'm someone that cares about animals, all of this stuff kind of in my head. And also the superiority thing of like, I can restrict this stuff and that means therefore
I'm better.
Kind of, I think I was believing, yeah, I'm a better person, I'm like, I'm more good, like, and I had attached my, and I still have completely attached my morality to my diet, which is
very dangerous.
Fucked. It's massively dangerous. And I think I got to a point, so basically my sister has also been vegan for 10 years because I pretty much forced her, essentially. I was like, I would guilt her all the time, and she said that she remembered me, like, she would drink like milk out of the fridge, and I'd be like, murder milk, all of this stuff, which is insane.
You're
I was 16,
mate.
So it is mad. But honestly, like, she was basically saying, your eating disorder then was brushed onto me. And she has had a healthy attitude towards food, and she had kind of attached it to this morality thing as well. And her talking about it, we had this huge conversation about it, and it was like, this is so interesting. Cause,
how did that make you feel?
Well, completely guilty. Like, it's like, God, I pretty much completely projected my own issues with food onto someone else. Mm. It's completely fucked. Because also, when I think about my anger towards the YouTubers that I was watching at that time, that completely
indoctrinated
me into thinking, like, if anyone remembers fucking like Freely, the fucking banana
Bonnie,
girl,
who I love.
Fucking Bonnie Rebecca. Yeah, I hear she's great
she
now,
is.
But I would be, I think, quite triggered watching her again, even though I'm sure she's literally the best.
Yeah.
But I was eating a fucking half a watermelon a day because of this girl. And Asena O'Neill, all of this stuff. Like, these were girls with eating disorders in their own fucking right. But they were then also making videos telling other people to fucking eat pretty much nothing. And
giving
that
you instructions.
Meat is dangerous and evil and all of this stuff. And as a 16-year-old girl that looked up to these stunning girls, I completely bought into it in every way.
Yeah.
Even though that these girls had their fucking own shit going on.
Of course. So there's kind of two things that seem to be happening there. There's like a diet body restriction vibe and also a morality ethics.
I think they were tied, though. I think veganism was, for me, always an I think I'm coming to the realization that my absolute like adamant veganism was an eating disorder disguised as I can restrict and therefore I'm better than you and all of this stuff. And if I just get thinner by doing this, that's a bonus. But actually, that's kind of the driving force. And also then this huge thing of like an emotional attachment to like cows and pigs and all of this stuff, like blah, 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 like all of this stuff that I still completely have
of
deep
course.
In my fucking core.
Yeah.
I've had it since I was 4.
And also, like,
also
animals being killed is not nice.
Well, also, I do genuinely believe that eating meat is wrong. I do think it is a wrong thing to do, in the way that I think that fucking a 7-year-old making my clothes in a sweatshop is wrong,
right.
But I still buy fast fashion. And then I kind of had this whole conversation with my sister, and she was like, I ate a bit of birthday cake the other day. And oh my God, that the idea, we were just having this kind of laugh, and we were like, can you do that? Can we do that? Can you buy a chocolate bar? Could we eat it? And it was the weirdest thing. And we went to Selfridges, which I never really go to Selfridges.
Well, it's headache inducing, we discussed after you
I was ill for about 2 days with a headache from it. Who knows? We went to Selfridges because also I couldn't stop smelling the perfumes. They were so
I think
delicious.
It's the light
for
me.
Inhaling. It's everything.
And it's just, you know, when I was saying this earlier, you know, when you're going into shops and it's like you're getting hotter and hotter, especially in the festive season.
Your feet are starting to hurt. Your hair's kind of like scratching.
Almost
up.
Like sticking to your neck. A bag's getting heavier. It's like
your earrings are pulling.
Home.
Oh
Jesus
fucking God, no way. Your makeup's caking. It's just get me out of here. And you've like inhaled like 1,200 perfumes deeply, as well as deeply inhaling them.
Yeah,
I asked the shop assistant to like bring more out. I was like, thank you so much. I was like, more of this. There was one apparently that smelled like rain, and I just had to smell it.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
They were searching the stock room for it, and it was divine. My sister bought a croissant from the Selfridges thing, and
life of luxury.
I could not believe that she ate it. And it was one of these things, it's like, what do you mean you don't have to look for this like VG, VE, whatever like marking is on it? Like, what do you mean you just bought a croissant and you ate it? And I was like, I think I want to have a chocolate macaroon.
They're so good.
Because I know they sell amazing macaroons in there. And I've always known that, I've always said in my life, the things that I want to have again, I want to have a macaroon again before I die, and I want to try oysters in my life. I just think it suits my personality.
So why, if you thought you wanted to...
I just thought almost before I die, I'm going to have an oyster.
Right, and why not now?
Because I have... Because it's a complete eating disorder put into this fucking morality bullshit. Mm. But then I think I was thinking, if I'm... I don't think I have an eating disorder anymore. I'm trying to move past all of this fucking shit, this body fucking shit. I'm trying to move past all of it.
She's doing the work.
Why am I still living my life based on a decision I made when I was 16 and I had a fucked up attitude towards food then? I wouldn't eat. I've come so far since then. Why am I still living in this way that that girl made that decision? I don't live in so many ways that she decided.
Almost unconsciously. Because I think... Habit. Yeah, it's habit. Because I think as well, I would often reflect on my veganism. I would often joke about, like, guys, like, order a steak for me, like, get some ribs, like, eat them for me. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm there in spirit sort of thing. But I always felt comfortable with the fact that I didn't want to eat it until I didn't. Until I did want to eat it. Do you know what I mean? And I think when you are living, even, like, anything that is long term, our friendship, across everything in your life, your job, you've been in the same job for 5 years. How do you feel about that? Like, I think anything that you are still doing off the back of a decision that you made when you're really a different person, it's just good to check in and take stock of that.
I think that's it. And also my reaction, so to eating the macaroon just confirmed everything for me. Like, I bought this macaroon, which was a huge fucking decision for me to do. £2.50 for a macaroon, it's got to be fucking great.
That is extortionate.
Is it literally the most
congratulations on the podcast
I've ever bought in my life? I was walking around, like, I genuinely, like, the way I was describing it sounds so dramatic.
Like, someone's gonna stop you.
I felt like I was holding a grenade. I felt like the police were gonna jump on me and be like, you can't eat that, that's an illegal object. I felt like it was actually illegal and wrong, and I had no right to it. And it took me about fucking half an hour, like, most boring fucking half an hour of my sister's life, walking around with this fucking Selfridges with me holding a macaroon, like, freaking out. I bit into it, and I'm not even joking, immediately, I just felt this huge relief, and I just immediately started crying. I looked absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I must have looked like. But it was literally, like, it just felt like such a fuck you to all of the years of restriction, all of the years of being like, you can't eat this because you need to be thinner, essentially. You can't eat this because you have to be good and perfect and all of these things, and a good little girl that doesn't eat milk because a cow somewhere was hurt by it. And I genuinely, in that moment, I was thinking about all these YouTube videos that I used to watch and, like, how much I wanted to be, like, this skinny little Australian girl. And actually, it's like, it just felt like such a fuck you to, like, that mindset of, like, no, you don't need to fucking feel such a level of guilt over consuming something that has a bit of egg white in it. But, like, I genuinely couldn't believe I did it. Like, it was I can't even explain how deep that decision felt to eat that macaroon with the first bite. And I ate it in 3 bites, and the third bite, like, weren't a thing. The first bite was just so overwhelming. And I was like, actually, you know what? It's not that fucking deep. And I wasn't blown away by the macaroon. I've had nicer vegan macaroons, in fact. But I've had a few non-vegan things since. Like, I had some Quality Street the other day that my friend gave my other friend. And I thought, you know what? I like to be able to share these things with my friends sometimes.
That's the thing. There's a huge social component to it, isn't there? I think as well, like, just what you were saying then about not having milk. Like, for example, not having milk because... well, for a multitude of reasons, but the convenient one to attach to is, oh, because it has hurt a cow. But actually, I think sometimes that masks over maybe the other reasons why you're actually not eating the
milk. It is a mask. Well, in the same way that why I bring up a 7-year-old making my jumper in a sweatshop is because when I'm buying that jumper from ASOS, there's probably more harm being done, or just as much harm being done to a human being, which is objectively to me, that life is worth more than a fucking pig or whatever. But I am still making that decision, to be honest, with little identity going into that. But so much identity that goes into this decision of like, do you eat cheese? If you eat cheese, then you are bad. This is for me. If I eat cheese, that I am bad. If I and fat and all of these things that I've been told I can't be. But if I can restrict the cheese, then I am a good vegan girl and all of this stuff. And I'm closer to being this thing that my 16-year-old self wanted me to be.
This word restriction you keep saying. Have you felt
no, I never felt restricted.
But now you identify as restriction. No, I didn't feel
it. I mean, it has to be. I think this is the first time in my life. Also, this was a decision I made not even a month ago, so it's incredibly fresh. And I've only had like 4 non-vegan things.
Chop us up and serve each one I've done.
But no, I never felt restricted. But I think my reaction to eating that one bite of the macaroon and like how kind of defiant I felt doing that showed me like 100 times over that had to be restriction then, because I'm not crying over a guilt or any of this. I'm crying out of a relief.
Yes,
it felt like
you're
genuinely like
curse.
Yeah, it was like
you're having the Shrek and Fiona moment where you go up in the sky and the gold sparkles around you.
It was just almost like I cracked the code. Like, almost, what do you mean I could buy a macaroon that doesn't say vegan and I could put that in my mouth
and enjoy it?
I never knew I could. Genuinely, as weird as that sounds, I didn't think that was a thing I could do. That wasn't like an option. That was like, those are for other people, and these things that have this VG sticker on, those are things for me. And now it feels like the idea that, like, I'm going for dinner tonight with my friend. She's getting here in a few hours, actually an hour. Fuck. But hurry up. The idea that I could eat anything on the menu, like, I'm gonna have a vegan burger,
of course.
Let's be real.
Yeah, you're just not getting but like
the idea that I could
you can get anything you want.
It's so liberating. Like, even though I make the decision, I want to be vegan for the rest of my life and I never eat anything not vegan again, whatever, to have that moment of like
realization,
you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, your goodness, your worth, your attractiveness is not dependent on whether you don't put these things in your mouth. Is literally insane to me. Like, I didn't know that a few months ago at all.
Did you think you knew it though?
I think I was like, I do this. This is just me. This is my identity. This is what I do. I believe in this stuff, and I do believe in it.
Yeah.
But I also believe in a load of shit, and I do the opposite shit every day. I believe you shouldn't be a bitch every day, but sometimes
here we are.
Yeah. Like, I believe so many things.
I think it's worth considering. Like, if you're somebody who eats loads of meat and all of this shit and blah, 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 it's worth thinking about if you want to do that moving forward. Do you know what I mean? Like, I also think something that is really important is that I just think food and diet is actually one of the most personal, intimate, unique things that you have to you. Like, everyone, I don't know what your parents fed you at 2 years old. It's none of my beeswax. Do you know what I mean? Like, and our bodies, in the way that it's like, you might have an allergy that I don't, our bodies are physically different as well. Like, it's so emotional, but it's also not just emotional.
It's biological.
It is also biological. I just think it's so interesting, but I'm very proud of you for exploring the thoughts.
Same. It's really a thought that I thought I had come to a conclusion with, of like, that you've thought of everything and you've decided that vegan is the answer.
Is the only
you.
Way, yeah.
And it has just been massive to challenge it. And also, I think my bottom line for me and veganism is, I think my biggest thing was just like, I don't think I'm someone that can have restrictions on my diet.
Yeah,
I just don't think I am in a position right now. If I'm trying to move away from a load of bollocks, I think the worst thing I could have is restrictions on diet.
You know what? That is so interesting, because, and I also think actually my bottom line was, if I'm in a space in my life where I'm trying my hardest to move away from people pleasing and Charlie bucketing myself.
And being perfect.
Trying to really move away from kind of, oh, I can just have the bare minimum and I'll sacrifice myself and you guys
I'll
can
have
it. Yeah, it's like, no, I'm really trying to consciously make an effort to honour myself. I want to move that across everything. And that means eating Nana's food and going for a barbecue and having God knows what.
I completely agree. Also, like, that's it. No, sorry. No. I think that's one of the things that I was talking about with my sister, is that what's the word for someone that really loves kind of the pleasure of life? Like, almost
hedonistic.
Hedonistic.
And you are the biggest hedonist I've ever met.
I'm a massive hedonist. Yes. And my sister is also that. And I was like, we are not people that restrict in any way. Like, we're quite
indulgent.
I think it's almost like, I like the thing of like, I want
the
that.
Finer things club.
And why would it ever restrict that? Like, where would it ever limit?
Yeah.
So almost why when it comes to food, bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Exactly.
When it comes to food and body and all of these things, that I'm like, oh, well, I've got to be like kind of, I can only have certain things. It's like, you don't do that with anything else. What the fuck is going on? It's a bit obvious what's going on there.
I also remember a scary moment with you. This is funny to think about. This is when we first started the first iteration of like this podcast and Stepping Wing and all of that.
Yeah.
And we were having a conversation about all of the shit, I guess. And I remember...
I know what you're going to say.
It was when we... Well, I wasn't going to say the bit about Raw Till 4. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to say this. Yeah, you can say that.
And you were like... I think it was like we were eating... We were eating. We probably were eating, but we were listing...
Shit diets.
Like diets that you're
sold. There were some women on the
beach. Yeah.
Do you remember there were some women on the beach and they were saying, so I'm just not eating any carbs after like... 10. I'm not like they were just saying like, oh yes, I'm on Atkins.
So we
like,
came home and we were blah, like, blah, blah. Let's do a post on diet culture, and we were like listing all of like kind of quote unquote diets
the
that we're
shit,
sold.
Ridiculous things.
And I was like, oh, Raw Till 4. And Steph was like, no, that's not a diet. That's like a vegan thing. I did that. And I was like,
I did it for ages. Yeah.
That is a diet. Of course it is. Like,
of course
it's a diet.
Is.
And I remember us talking actually about veganism and the whole kind of world. I don't know if you want this in, and I had said stuff about like, oh, I'm like, if vegan, like what would stop you being vegan, like if it was like something about your fertility and
this.
Things like that, and we spoke about like if it changed the way your body looked, like
I think it was if I gained weight I think I would stop, which is, I mean, there we fucking
there
go
we
that
it.
Is blazingly obvious in my own words 5 years
red
ago
flag,
whatever
yeah
why I was like or a huge component of what I'm doing there, which is fucking like, this is why it feels completely massive and it feels so deep
and
all of this stuff, because it also is attached to just like my entire life, like literally from age 4, from like animals are your fucking friends, all of this shit, then how could I possibly eat their milk? But then it's like, look, you're not in a if you're saying shit like this, Raw Till 4 is not a diet, and you're there, sorry Benny, Bonnie, Rebecca, but you made me eat half a watermelon for breakfast every day.
Yeah.
Love you, but you did make me do that.
You
did
dirty.
Make me do that, but like, look, I did that.
Yeah.
So
it's
look, you're not in a position to fucking think about cows right now. You've got to eat a fucking quality street, which I did do. Woo. I had 3.
To be continued. I can't wait to hear the updates, and I'm just happy for this conversation. I think it's interesting, and I think, I know you were saying before, I don't want it to be that we make people not want to be vegan and stuff, and I think it's really important that everyone just makes their own educated decisions, and I think just always,
I think
our
so,
sentiment
yeah.
across every topic is always do what's best for you and keep yourself safe and happy.
Always.
So
always, yeah.
That said,
well, congratulations
see
on the
you
Podmas.
Tomorrow. Congratulations on the Podmas.
Let's go have a chocolate macaroon and celebrate.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.